This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. For the past 2 years, local leaders in Massachusetts' westernmost county have been working on a campaign to bring more empathy and less judgment into their community. It's called Trauma-Informed Berkshires. As we've reported all this week, the approach has touched a number of people and institutions across this vacation destination. But as New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports today, it hasn't reached everyone.
The people working on the Trauma-Informed Berkshires campaign have learned to explain their goals succinctly and consistently.
You know, you're encountering someone, it's like, instead of what's wrong with you, what's happened to you.
To say not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you.
Interest in people's life story, how they got to be where they are.
It's hard to imagine anyone being against this empathic approach. But in practice, getting an entire diverse community to stop and think about what their neighbors or clients or students have been through is easier said than done.
There's pieces of it I think are just like, why aren't people already doing some of this stuff? I mean, just to be nice to people and understand people, but we know that's not the case.
Karen Vogel of the Berkshire United Way helps run the campaign. She organizes community meetings and works with small groups who want to understand the effects of trauma. But she says it's been hard to get buy-in from city government, from first responders, from major health systems.
So that's daunting. You know, it's like, how do we get everybody thinking in this mindset?
She suspects local politicians have more urgent priorities, like the city and school budgets.
But long-term, if we can create this trauma-informed community, there may be less problems in school and less problems, you know, for the police department.
Earlier this year, there was an event at Pittsfield City Hall on child abuse awareness. 89 children's shoes were laid out to represent the number of abuse cases each month in Berkshire County's largest city.
So it's hard not to feel something compelling about looking at small shoes.
Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer spoke at the event.
We might not all be professionally trained. What we can do, though, is we can smile at a child, we can hug a child, listen to a child, and believe that child.
Tyer seemed to echo the principles of the trauma-informed campaign, though she didn't mention it. A spokesperson for the mayor later said she'd be willing to play a more visible role, but that she hadn't been asked. A spokesperson for Berkshire Health Systems said their chief psychiatrist spoke at an early campaign event, but the organization has not been involved since.
It's a culture shift. It's slow education.
That's Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn, who also attended a campaign meeting last year.
I didn't do anything right away. I mean, this isn't something that I just can come back from a community meeting and say, everybody stop what you're doing. We're going to change this. That would be met with a lot of skepticism.
But the community discussion got him thinking. First, about the trauma his own officers experience on the job. And out in the field, he's more likely to consider the reasons someone may have stolen a car or sold drugs or attacked another person. Could it have come from a history of trauma?
We may know part of their story, but we don't know everything that's happening for that person.
Wynn credits this new lens on trauma for one big change. The police department now pays for a social worker to join the officers on calls that may involve a person with mental health problems. Still, he says it's naive to think officers always have the luxury to be trauma sensitive.
And if somebody just perpetrated a crime of violence and we've got them in custody and victims that are being treated, we may be thinking, God, you know, what possibly could have compelled something to do what they just did? That's not a question that's going to get asked right away.
And interestingly, he finds crimes related to opioid abuse the hardest to approach with empathy.
They made a decision to use these substances. They made a decision to victimize their family. You have to just take a step back and say, all right, you know, they're but for the grace of God, go I. This could happen to anybody's family. That takes some effort.
Say, hey, what time are you getting picked up, Aaliyah?
5:30.
Missy Targic is a social worker and mentor for foster families. She's adopted 6 children herself. All of them, she says, suffered emotional or physical trauma in their biological families. And she didn't always know how to handle that. For instance, when the children first arrived in her home, she used to throw their clothes and linen in the washer to get rid of cigarette smoke. After a few years, she realized that was making them upset.
They have a blanket
that sense of smell that's huge for them to have from home, you know, I should not be tossing this blanket into the washer to take that away from them. That was the only thing they had.
It's been those small moments of revelation that made her think she'd like to see more information come from the Department of Children and Families, DCF. That's the state agency charged with taking children away from abusive or neglectful families and putting them into foster care.
Foster parents are pretty isolated in many ways. There is not a lot of support. DCF is overburdened, and their workers have far too many on their caseload, and they're not able to give that kind of individual attention to foster homes.
DCF declined an interview, but sent a statement saying the agency includes trauma awareness in its trainings. Tarjik has written to elected officials about ways she sees the state actually making trauma worse. She says children are often separated from siblings or bounced around homes of strangers for days. And she says foster parents are not always told what to expect. She met one woman who could not understand why the 3-year-old girl in her care was having so many tantrums.
She was throwing herself on the floor. She was, you know, just not able to regulate herself as far as bedtimes, mealtimes. She'd have many tantrums. She refused to eat. Then she'd eat too much. Then, you know, the foster parent was exhausted. And she was like, why is she behaving this way? And you have to go back again to, why wouldn't she be behaving this way?
And that's pretty much the crux of this whole effort, to keep in mind that experience plays a strong role in how a person feels and acts. So you might as well cut everyone, kids and adults, some slack. For her part in the campaign, Missy Tarjik offers to go to schools and businesses herself to tell teachers, employers, and community members what trauma really looks like. Sometimes her offers are welcomed, and sometimes they're ignored. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.